KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of fine mist still in the air. We do look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today with some areas of drizzle this morning. Temperatures falling into the 40s as they have been, and they'll rebound to around 50 degrees. Winds will be northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Atlantic Rising, in partnership with Hy-Vee, will be taking over the Christmas box program this holiday season. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith says the program was started by the Atlantic JCs over 20 years ago and helps families and individuals in need of a Christmas dinner. Chamber Program Director Ashley Hayes said last year the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce picked the program up until another community organization decided to take it on. Hayes said also that Atlantic Rising decided to adopt the program as their community project for the year and held a trivia night fundraiser in February specifically for the project. Hy-Vee offered to partner with them this year and to help with the promotion of the project, to reach out to as many people as possible and to supply the food items that will be in the boxes. This year, members of Atlantic Rising will help to fill the boxes with items families and individuals can use to cook Christmas dinner. The boxes will be filled and delivered on December 20th. To those that have been nominated. If you'd like to nominate a family or an individual or are interested in volunteering, contact Atlantic Rising at 712-243-3017 or Ashley at AtlanticIowa.com. Police in Creston report the arrest Tuesday morning of 34-year-old Jamie Torres of Creston. Torres was taken into custody on a warrant for theft in the second degree. He was being held on a $5,000 bond in the Union County Jail. And a Creston resident reported to police Tuesday afternoon that sometime during the overnight hours Monday into Tuesday, someone entered his vehicle that was parked in the 200 block of South Lincoln Street. An electronic larynx device, which is a speech assistance device, and a Samsung cell phone were stolen. The loss was estimated at $825. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said yesterday a Union County man had been arrested Friday evening on an Adair County warrant. 36-year-old Chad William Johnson of Creston was arrested on the warrant for probation violation. Johnson was released from custody a few hours later on a $2,000 bond. Two other people were arrested in Adair County and later released on citations to appear in court. 31-year-old Curtis Clayton Rowe of Davenport was arrested at around 11:17 p.m. on October 3rd on Interstate 80 for OWI first offense after he was pulled over for excessive speed. And at around 4 p.m. on October the 5th, 38-year-old Brad Lee Lemon of Creston was arrested for carrying weapons following a traffic stop on Highway 25. Lemon said the pistol was in his door before the traffic stop, but he moved it to between the front seats while pulling over. The pistol was loaded with a round in the chamber. Authorities say Lemon did not have a permit to carry. He was released with a citation at the scene. Officials at the Harlan Police Department said yesterday two men and a woman were arrested on drug and other charges Monday. 22-year-old Alexander Andrew David Lamar of Avoca and a 38-year-old Matthew Wayne Tams, along with 33-year-old Holly Danielle Polchow, both of Harlan, were arrested following a traffic stop at Chatburn Avenue and Cheyenne Avenue. All three were charged with altering or changing numbers, possession with the intent to deliver, and possession of a controlled substance. Each was booked into the Shelby County Jail. Lamar was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, and Tams was charged with prohibited acts penalties. On October 7th, 30-year-old Adriana Augustine Bernal of Harlan was arrested following a call for service in the 1600 block of Pine Street. Bernal was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with domestic abuse, assault, and public intoxication. And on October 5th, Harlan police arrested 21-year-old Justin Andrew Dickinson of Harlan on an active Shelby County warrant following a traffic stop. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and also charged with carrying weapons. The Iowa Department of Transportation has clarified an earlier press release pertaining to the temporary closing of Interstate 80 at Exit 51. Scott Seward, DOT District 4 Planning Coordinator, told KJAN News the earlier announcement should have specified Exit 51 is in Council Bluffs along I-80 Interstate 29, and not the Marnie exit, as we have reported yesterday. Westbound Interstate will be closed overnight tonight and Thursday at Exit 51 in Council Bluffs from 10 p.m. until 6 p.m. each day so that crews may change overhead signs along the interstate. Again, that does not affect Interstate 80 westbound at the Marnie interchange. The Adair County Board of Supervisors has a full agenda for their meeting this morning at 9 o'clock at the courthouse in Greenfield. County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present a road agreement between the City of Greenfield and MidAmerican Energy, along with the final vouchers for Gus Construction's box culvert projects for board signatures. The board will also sign a final voucher for Henningsen Construction on a hot melt asphalt project on County Road N-72. At around 9:20 this morning, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater is expected to discuss the purchase of a new sheriff's vehicle. Afterward, Vandewater and EMA Director Bob Kemp will present a discussion to the board with regard to a 700 megahertz radio system. And at around 9:45 a.m., Jenny McIver, of Vice President, Environmental Policy and Chief Environmental Counsel, will discuss a Berkshire Hathaway Energy Company habitat conservation plan. At 10 a.m., VA Commissioner John Schilberg will lead discussion with regard to a Veterans Affairs lease. And finally, at around 10:15 this morning, the Adair County Supervisors will discuss a comprehensive ordinance on wind farms. The discussion was tabled during their meeting last week. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. Among the items on their agenda is information with regard to enrollment numbers. The tally through October 3rd reveals district certified enrollment is down 26 students, with an increase of nearly 9 students have open enrolled, for a total loss of almost 18 students. The largest number of students with 100 in each grade or more include kindergarten, junior kindergarten, first grade, and third through eighth grades. The sixth grade has the most students in the district at 119. The number of seniors this year at AHS is 95. And with regard to the early retirement incentive program, based on the current policy of 10 years of service, full-time status, and 55 years of age, school officials say there are a total of 21 staff who would qualify under the early retirement incentive plan, which also says the school board has the authority to limit that to 10 individuals. The agenda for this evening's meeting does not show any resignations for the board to approve, but it does include board approval of contract recommendations and or letters of assignment for Andrea Riley, a STEM coordinator and teacher, and Derek Hall, freshman boys basketball coach. You can read more about what's on the agenda for tonight's meeting under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.